Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hello, and welcome back to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine MD. I am Delaine of Delaine MD. Thanks for joining me today with the podcast. I'm so glad to have you here. So guys, it is the season of resolution, isn't it? When I am recording this, it's December 28th, when this will go live on my webpage and on the podcast apps. It will be the 29th or maybe even the 30th. So it is definitely the season of resolutions, right? So I want to discuss briefly today how I recommend developing good New Year's resolutions, the steps I kind of work through with my clients. So if you are not a client of mine, we are not going to work through this on one of our private sessions. So you need to get out a piece of paper that will probably be handy for listening to this podcast, because there's going to be about 10 steps that we go through to develop a really quality resolution that's going to be meaningful for you. There's lists that I recommend people make. There's all sorts of things that go into this. So get a piece of paper. It'll be helpful. Come back to this podcast as frequently as you need to. Here are the steps that I recommend for developing quality New Year's resolutions. So step one is for you to name the top things that you think you want to accomplish in 2020. I recommend this list be no less than 5 and no more than 10 accomplishments. Some people will have more, but list all the things you want to get accomplished. And then step two is, of course, to prioritize that list. Make number one the most important thing that you want to do. Number 10 is, or number 20 or whatever that is, the last thing on the list is the least important thing for you to do. Then step three, this is the hard one, folks. I want you to circle the top two and knock everything else off. Ignore the rest of the list. People will ask me, but why the heck did you tell me to make this? Well, here's the deal. So I don't know, I'm sure all of you have heard of the story about Warren Buffett telling one of his employees to make a list of their professional goals, the top 25 things that they want to do with their career. This is a great story. And this is why I recommend that you knock everything else off. So Warren Buffett asked a employee to make a list of their most important career goals, what they wanted to achieve in their lifetime. And then after they got the 25 goals written, Warren Buffett had them draw a circle around the top five. And then Mr. Buffett asked, are you sure these are the important things? Are these really the things that you want, the absolute highest priority? When the employee answered yes, then Mr. Buffett told him, I want you to cross out everything else. Make an X through the other 20 things. These top five are the most important things, the things you really want to accomplish with your career. Everything else you need to mark off, and you need to ignore them. You need to not only not put them off, but you really need to ignore them. These are what are going to be distractions to you. Avoid them at all costs. He actually called it the avoid at all cost list. And why do you avoid them? Not because they're not important, not because you don't want to do them, but because they are going to distract you from the most important things in your life, the most important things you want to accomplish. So that's why I had you make the list. That's why I have you cross it off. You look at the top two things that you want to do and you focus only on those. Everything else on that list is going to be what distracts you. So say you knock the socks off of your list and you get your top two accomplishments achieved by May 31st. Awesome. Come back to the list and go on to the next one. That's fabulous. But for those first few months until you get those top two things achieved, everything else on that list is going to be a distraction to you. So make a list. Step one, you make a list, no less than 5, no more than 10. Step two, you prioritize it. Step three, you knock off everything except the top two things. Step four, I want you to think of the top goal, the number one, numero uno. I want you to imagine your life, what it will be like once you've achieved this goal. Imagine what you will have to do to achieve the goal. Imagine your obstacles you're going to have to overcome. Imagine the actions you're going to have to perform on a daily basis to make that goal your reality. Think of the reasons that it's important to you. Write all of these things down. Think of the way that you're going to feel once you've achieved the goal, once you've accomplished it. Write them down. I want you to spend some time, some quality time, and I'm not talking 2 or 3 minutes. Spend 10 or 15 minutes really looking at this goal. And then step 5, I want you to reevaluate. Is this really the goal you want? Nothing goes more wrong with a New Year's resolution than making a lofty resolution because you were feeling really bold one moment. And then come January 5th, you're like, that was a waste of my time. I don't even really want to achieve that goal. It's like when your kids beg you for a hamster. They swear up and down they're going to take care of it. They're going to feed it. They're going to water it. They're going to empty the cage. They're going to change the bedding. They're going to take care of it. Come 5 days after they get the hamster, you have to beg, borrow, plead, and threaten them to take care of it. It sounded awesome in the moment, but when it comes to actually doing it, doing the taking care of the hamster, doing whatever that goal is that you committed to with your New Year's resolution, then you realize maybe you didn't really want it at all. You don't want to do what it takes to have the hamster. You don't want to do what it takes to achieve that goal. And if that's the case, then it's going to be very difficult to accomplish that and to stick with that resolution, right? A lot of us take these resolutions and these goals and we look at them like wishes. We hope for something to happen. That's okay. You can make a wish and you can set a goal, but then you actually have to do the wish or do the goal. It doesn't just happen for you. So if after all of these considerations, you really decide that you don't really want to achieve that goal, scratch it now. Don't waste another moment of your life with that. Go back to the list. And then repeat these 2 steps, step 4 and step 5, with goal number 2. Do this for each goal until you come up with that goal you really actually want to accomplish. Because that's really obviously important. We don't think about that well when we're setting these resolutions, right? We just think of something lofty. I've got a year to accomplish it. No, do something you actually want to do. Don't waste a moment with anything less than that. Step 6. I want you to take this goal and I want you to write it down. This is the one, the numero uno, right? This is it. This is the thing that you have said you want to accomplish first for your new year. So I want you to write it down on a piece of paper. Once you write it down, it literally becomes real. It becomes tangible. It becomes something you can literally work with. If you so choose, you can work with that goal and make a paper airplane and throw it across the room. It is real. It's something you can work with. If you keep your goals in your brain, they are very hypothetical. They are abstract. They are vague. And they're at the effect of your memory, which even in the sharpest of brains is very, very sketchy at best. Write down your goal. Remember that there's a lot of evidence out there in psychology that talks about how memories are tainted or influenced by our current experiences. So if you are currently having a hard time, your memory of the goal is going to reflect that current hard time and maybe adjust the goal to make it easier, right? If you're having a fabulous time, your memory of the goal might be different than what the actual goal was. Write the goal down. Write it down and be specific. Write down how you will accomplish your goal, how you will measure it, and what time frame your goal is. So that's what your goal is, how you intend to measure it, and what the time frame is that you're going to accomplish that goal in. So what this might look like, it might be I am going to normalize my A1C only on metformin. That's the what. I'm going to do it by intermittent fasting and nutritional ketosis. That's the how. And I'm going to do it by May 31st of 2020. That's the when, okay? It might be I'm going to normalize my A1C off of all of my meds, and I'm going to utilize nutritional ketosis to do it, and I'm going to do it by June 15th, whatever that is. What, how you intend to accomplish it, and when you've achieved the goal.
how that's the three parts you need to write to your goal. Write down what it is, how you're going to accomplish it, and when you're going to have achieved it. Now, step seven is writing down why you want to achieve it. This is where you're going to need to spend some time with this. I want you to write down why you want to achieve it, why you haven't already achieved this goal, what it will mean to you, how you will feel when you've achieved it. Imagine you today, right now, right this moment, having achieved this goal. Who are you? What's the same about you? What's different about you? How will you need to change? What needs to change in your life? Don't let your brain be lazy on this. Recognize that if this is the one big thing that you want to accomplish in 2020, you should be able to list a number of reasons of why you want to achieve it. There should really be many, many reasons of why, if it's that important. What it will mean to you. This should be a lofty list of what will it mean to you once you have achieved this. How you will feel. I want you to spend some time and get into your brain and think and really feel in your body how it will feel to achieve this goal. Because step eight is utilizing this visualization technique that you do in step seven. I want you to utilize that technique to come up with a list of things that need to be different and the reasons why you haven't already achieved your goal. Because these are your obstacles. I want you to list out all of these obstacles. In step nine, you look at each one of these obstacles and then you generate 2 to 3 strategies for managing those obstacles. You must learn how to manage these obstacles to get to your goal, right? In fact, the obstacles that you've listed out, that is your path to achieving your goal. That's the to-do list. That is the plan. This is the what you will actually have to quote unquote do to achieve your goal, right? You can't just wish it. You have to actually do it. This is what you're going to do. These obstacles, managing and overcoming and navigating these obstacles is the to-do to achieve the goal, okay? So looking at these obstacles, write down 2 to 3 strategies for managing, for navigating these obstacles, and then that's your to-do. That's what you go out and do. And then the last step that I have clients do is I recommend that you set a day each week to go over this goal list. And maybe each month you look at it and you measure where you're at with the goals. Sometimes measuring each week is a little too frequently, although you can do that. But looking each month at where your blood sugars have trended, if that's your goal is to normalize your A1C, what are my blood sugars doing? Last month, I can see my average blood sugar was 185. This month, my average blood sugar is 145. That's what I want you to look at monthly. But each week, I want you to look back at those obstacles and those strategies and see how you're doing. Recognize if you have lived a certain way for the last 2 decades, you're not going to change everything about you in 2 weeks. January 15th, it's not all going to be better and over with. You're going to probably have fallen off. You're going to have forgotten about your goal. You're going to have slipped up. And when there was pizza at the office, you ate a piece of pizza. You know why? Because you've always eaten a piece of pizza when they have pizza at the office. This is something you should expect. Nothing's gone wrong. Everything is going exactly how it's supposed to. You recognize each week where you had slip-ups, and the next week you're more aware because you are reevaluating. You're coming back to your goals. You're re-anchoring into your goals. You're re-rallying the troops, right? You're coming back at it. Each week when you reevaluate your goals, you are going to reset your commitment and come back at it. So these are the things that you need to be doing to make this goal a realization for you. You may also need to, during this reevaluation time, revamp some of your to-dos, right? You may find new obstacles have arose that you need to develop strategies for overcoming. You may find that you plateau. Gosh, I can't get my fasting blood sugar below 130. What are some other things that I need to do? You may need to find new strategies to implement. You may need to get more information. You may find that there are new reasons that you didn't realize why you haven't reached these goals. Maybe the issue is that you have a coworker that you have let talk you into the pizza every week at work. That's an issue that you didn't see and maybe didn't have a strategy for overcoming, and now you need to address it. That's totally fine. That's why you readdress it every week. That's why you look at it every week. You must come back to this work frequently to measure your progress, to anchor into why you want to achieve the goal, and then to tweak out the plan. Because remember, the plan that you utilize on January 1 is likely not going to be the plan that gets you to your goal at June 15. Okay? That's just not how it works. You're going to have plateaus. You're going to need to make adjustments in order for you to reach your goal. And if you're not coming back and remeasuring and reevaluating and re-anchoring into the why and looking at all of this frequently, you're going to fall off. So those are my recommendations for New Year's Eve or New Year's resolutions. I hope everybody has a fabulous holiday, a fabulous New Year's Eve, and I hope that you start 2020 with a really solid resolution that you keep throughout the year and that you reach all of those goals. Certainly, if you think coaching is something that you need to help you reach these goals, please set up a consult with me at delaneatdelanemd.com. Let's figure out some strategies to help you reach these goals and really make 2020 the year that you live the naturally healthiest version of your life. Everybody have a great week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaneMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.